This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. The Supreme Court today listened to arguments that are heard in college dorm rooms and Hollywood boardrooms. Arguments about internet file sharing. The case MGM versus Grokster is about whether Grokster is liable if people use its software to copy and trade copyrighted material like music and movies. Slate's Emily Bazelon was in the Supreme Court for the argument. She joins us now from Slate's office in Washington. Emily, how about a quick recap of the issues here?
Well, one of the main issues facing the court is what the test should be for a business that's accused of copyright infringement. Should it be that a new service that is capable of a legitimate use is allowable and should be able to be developed? Or does the business need to show that there's a substantial legitimate use in the way that it works?
So the plaintiffs in this case are both the movie industry and the Recording Industry Association of America. What were they saying?
They were saying that Grokster is a business that is built entirely around inducing people to infringe copyrights. In other words, Grokster gets their customers to download and upload music that they're getting for free, that someone else has paid for, and that is a violation, an outright violation of copyright law.
Grokster's joined in this case as a defendant by other software companies, including Streamcast. How did they respond?
They responded by saying that their business is an important innovation, that their market is based on allowing people to, you know, file share, to have music and videos and other things on their computers, and that they have no control over whether the people who are using their services are using it to put on copyrighted or non-copyrighted and so free material.
Emily, when Grokster and Streamcast say there are lots of legitimate uses for their software, what do they cite? What do they give as examples?
They talk about the Internet Archive. They talk about the Creative Commons. They talk about people who are deliberately putting up live recordings of their band so that people will hear their music and get to know their music and come to their concerts.
Would there be alternate ways for people to get this music out?
There might be alternate ways, but perhaps not with this sort of amazing distribution channel that Grokster has, although that's one sort of really unanswered question in this case. If Grokster is not allowed to continue operating, what will replace it?
So lower courts in this have sided with Grokster and Streamcast. Did you get any sense in the questioning today how the justices are leaning?
The justices seemed skeptical of Grokster and Streamcast's argument in the sense that Grokster and Streamcast were arguing that they should be able to continue doing business as they've done before. The court was concerned about the idea that they were being willfully ignorant or willfully blind of all the copyright violations going on in their servers if their whole business is based on allowing people to potentially upload and download copyrighted material, then how can they just sort of continue with business as usual?
Opinion and analysis from Emily Bazelon, who writes Supreme Court dispatches for our partners at Slate Magazine. Thanks, Emily.
Thank you.